One for me and 5 for my best customers. Best male customers, that is. And that was what really had me sweating. My intensive social media marketing lessons had a hidden agenda that felt gloriously obvious right that moment. At 29, I had figured it was high time I got out there and took full advantage of the fact that I was a strong, independent woman who had a healthy sexual appetite. I thought up the meeting to meet the best-looking male clients that I had in the hope of, well, getting back in the game. No, not the dating game. Just the fucking game with a capital F. For the past years, I had been as pure as the driven snow. Hell, if virginity could be reacquired, I probably would have done so, considering the lack of action I had been having for the past 3 years, right after my divorce. My looming 30th birthday got my back up when I realized it's been a really long time since I've had an orgasm that didn't involve a battery-operated thing. So yes, I made sure all the clients I was meeting were physically attractive and within the acceptable age range for me. I was also more or less sure that they're currently not attached, so no guilt there. I took a deep breath and rechecked the 5 folders I had on the 5 guys I'd be meeting. All of them were successful in their own right and wanted to expand their business to the internet. I was a social media marketing expert and could help improve their online presence. The day's meeting was supposed to be preliminary. I was hoping to brief them on the techniques that could boost their market share through the internet. Of course, I could as easily achieve the same results without meeting the guys. But that would go against my real goal: revive my sex life. One of these guys would get me back on the horse, so to speak. He's going to ride me, or I was going to ride him. He's going to be my toy pony. Okay, that just sounded weird. Really, all I'm trying to say is that I wanted to have sex finally after being celibate for years. It's probably a bad call to choose someone from my list of clients, but as far as pickings go, these guys were the best I had. Sure, I could walk in any bar and maybe pick up a willing guy in just one night, but I really couldn't bring myself to do it. So there I was, with 5 of the nicest guys I knew, and I planned to screw one of them. Yay me! How did I get to this point in my life, really? The thing is, I was actually attracted to these 5 guys. They were all different, but somehow similar. At least that's how I saw them. Tanner was probably the biggest of the 5, which suited his job very well. He's a furniture maker with the muscles to match. He made these custom-made pieces of furniture and worked on both wood and metal. His wood, however, was what really impressed me, as in the way he designed the furniture, not the other wood, although that one was probably fine too. Tanner was probably 6 inches above 6 feet, with biceps bigger than some tree trunks I'd seen. It stood to reason, considering how he needed to haul lumber in his line of work. His work had been getting lots of attention in the state, but we hoped to expand it all over the country. Since every piece he made was so wonderfully unique and the quality was astounding, I was confident we'd be able to make his brand explode in the upscale market. Then there's Elias, who wasn't quite as big as Tanner, but definitely larger than the average guy. He's a landscape artist, and ever since I started working with him, he'd gotten work with banks, hotels, and resorts. I was pretty sure I could get him the landscaping job with exclusive 5-star cabin-style resorts, because Elias offered something to the table that very few people could. He could create self-cleaning pools. Basically, he knew what plants to put in a man-made lake, so that there's no need to maintain it with chlorine because the lake maintained itself. A big body with gentle hands and a brain to match, Elias was the classic gentle giant. Art was so different from the other two. It's really quite amazing how I found myself attracted to him. I mean, yeah, he's a good-looking guy in a very Tom Hiddleston kind of way. He was slim with toned muscles that weren't bulging all over the place. Art had the kind of body made for a well-tailored suit. Unfortunately, he's not fond of suits. He's a programmer with several profitable apps on the market. Of the 5 guys, it's Art I could really talk to because we both...